1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center, CareArc.
It's good that many of us are vaccinated, but viruses that cause colds, flu, and COVID-19 are constantly changing, which means our immunity can wane over time. CareArc reminds you that it's important to stay up to date on your yearly flu vaccine and make sure you've gotten your COVID-19 booster, especially if you're in an at-risk group. These illnesses can spread quickly in winter, so now is the time to protect yourself. Vaccines boost our immunity and protect us from dangerous viruses. Get boosted. Stay protected. Find out more at carearc.org/COVID-19.
KVUE News Time is 8:45. It's Newsmaker 2 time here today, and we're pleased to have with us administrators at Newman Regional Health. We have Executive Director for Strategy and Development, Stephen Bazan. Stephen, good morning. How are you?
Well, glad to be here. Glad to be talking about heart issues on Heart Month again, and pleasure to be here with you, Chuck.
Yeah, glad to have you in. And we also have with us Connie Coble, who's a registered nurse and also the pulmonary rehabilitation case manager. Connie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Fine. Thank you.
Good. Well, glad to have you both in. This 8 o'clock time period has become kind of an unofficial landing spot on Thursdays for Newman Regional Health over the past month or so, because there's been a lot of different announcements that have come out. And one that came out recently was the official opening of the outpatient pulmonary rehabilitation program. And Steve, before we turn things over to Connie, talk a little bit about, just in general terms, why this is such an important deal here for Newman Regional Health and for the community that you serve.
Well, we've been working on it for about 6 months to roll it off. And so, being able to provide a place for our citizens to recover and receive the care that this program offers locally was really the interest in, that we have. So that's the big important thing, and it's a new program. We've not offered it ever, and so it's right now we're promoting it. We have our classes starting. Connie will talk about that already. We've got patients coming in, and it's just a way for people to receive care right down the street from their house and stay here local.
Outstanding. Connie, as Steve mentioned, it's about a six-month process for developing this. Clearly, you've seen the need. What went into, I guess, from your perspective, the kind of the development process before the final product was unveiled here about 2 weeks ago?
Well, the overwhelming need for care for our COPD patients, chronic lung disease, is a very common in this location and everywhere. Also, the advent of COVID and the post-COVID respiratory difficulties that we're seeing people have, this program works for both of those. So just seeing the need in all those patients with these problems, plus other chronic lung diseases.
Okay. Let's kind of dive in and give us an overview here of really what pulmonary rehab is all about.
Okay. It's an outpatient program that is designed for people with chronic respiratory disease or chronic post-COVID respiratory disease, asthma, emphysema, those types of things. Our goal is to improve their functional capacity. So we want you to be able to walk further more comfortably. We want you to do your activities of daily living easier with less breathlessness. We will provide a lot of education and exercise. It's an exercise program also, so to try to build up those lungs and do all those things. We hope to improve the overall quality of life, which is very affected by chronic lung disease. When you can't breathe, everything becomes difficult. There's a lot of anxiety, and so we hope to combat all those things.
Now, I'm going to ask, because the cardiac rehab program has been in place for a number of years now, and we actually have highlighted that last week here, basically about this same time. The organs are different. But the cardiac rehab and pulmonary rehab, are they in general terms structured the same, or are there some?
They are similar. They are similar. The differences would lie in the kind of the result that we want to achieve. Okay. Like in cardiac rehab, we're trying to more improve your cardiovascular fitness. We want you to really become stronger. We want to increase the amount of hard work that you can do. Pulmonary rehab is more about increasing independence and being able to necessarily walk longer, but not necessarily faster or harder. So it's more about improving quality than really pushing people to get that heart rate up and all those things that we do in cardiac rehab.
Understood. Now, with the different physical conditions that you're dealing with, I'm assuming that you're dealing mainly with patients that are, say, 45, 50 plus on the age range?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, that would be correct.
What would maybe some other key characteristics of your typical pulmonary rehab patient look like?
The most common symptoms of patients that we're going to see are shortness of breath, increased sputum production, people who need oxygen, high levels of fatigue with the shortness of breath, limited exercise tolerance.
Gotcha.
Those are some of the symptoms that we'll see. Medicare has very strict guidelines for what they'll cover pulmonary rehab for, and those basically are COPD and all of the different disease processes that come under COPD and the post-COVID respiratory difficulties. Commercial insurances will be a little bit different, but it's covered there also.
Okay, so what you're saying is this is covered by Medicare,
yes,
but you've got to meet a rigid list of criteria before,
yes,
Medicare jumps in.
Yes. Now, there's a lot of people who meet that criteria, but yes.
Okay. How do patients get referred?
So you can talk to your primary care physician or your pulmonologist. You can call the hospital if you have questions and talk to me about it. I've had several patients reach out and ask if they're a candidate for the program. So between one of those areas, we can get you, let you know.
Gotcha. Connie Coble, who's pulmonary rehab case manager at Newman Regional Health, and Stephen Bazan, executive director of strategy and development, joining us here on our morning show here today. Who's part of the team? Let me ask you that, Connie. Who's part of that pulmonary rehab care team?
So it is a very multidisciplinary program. It's obviously prescribed by the physician and has physician oversight all along the way. The actual sessions are attended by a registered nurse and a respiratory therapist. We also have input from our dietitians and from a pharmacist, and we can reach out to social services or physical therapy if we need to. So it's a large team.
Gotcha. And really, last question here is the number of sessions that patients can expect.
We are planning to offer a 12-week program, which is 24 sessions. It may vary a little bit. We can go a little longer with some insurances, and we can go a little shorter with others. But that's our basic goal, is 24 sessions.
Okay, sounds good. Well, if residents would like more information, go online, newmanrh.org/pulmonary rehab, or you can call Connie directly at 620-343-6800, extension 21312. Connie, Stephen, thanks so much for joining us here today. Another great service offered by Newman Regional Health.
Thank you,
Chuck.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Glad to have you in. Connie Coble, Stephen Bazan, Newman Regional Health, our Newsmaker 2 guests here this Thursday.
Thank you all, KVOE Live and Local, and our Newsmaker 2 segment brought to you by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. It's 8:53.
The National FFA.